to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Whitson. It's great to be with you for Morning Devotions. Have you ever felt like giving up? I think many of us have. I mean, I know I have. Certain events come to life that sometimes throw us off guard and we say, is it time to give up? I just can't take any more. Do you know that some of the worst tragedies happen when people give up? And we sometimes think that all the successful people in life have been very strong individuals who've had their lives together and that nothing ever seemed to go wrong. Well, that's not really true. Let's take a minute to think about that. We might think of scientists, for example, like Louis Pasteur, who made the amazing discovery in the field of chemistry. This name, Louis Pasteur, he's written up in all the history books, but do you know that this incredible man suffered from a paralytic stroke at age 46, and it actually made him handicapped for the rest of his life? And what about some of the great musicians and poets with all those gifts to entertain people with their incredible gifts of music? Well, you might know that Beethoven, for example, struggled to write his music because of deafness. And the English poet, John Milton, he wrote some of his poetry after he'd become blind. So it is an amazing thing to see that people can discover natural gifts and talents despite their handicaps, and that great work can be accomplished in spite of those handicaps. Now, here's someone else that you might know the name of, and I'm talking about James Watt. Now, James Watt, the Scottish inventor, is very famous for the steam engine. James Watt suffered very bad health, didn't have much money. And when you add all this together, the thing that made these people famous and unique was not so much their physical strength or their emotional stability or large amounts of money they might have earned. It was a sense of purpose. These people had a total commitment to that purpose, and nothing would sway them from that. I sense in meeting some people that purpose is missing in their lives because of the difficulties that they face in life, and they give up because it's too hard or they don't feel they've got a purpose. You might have heard of the poet called Helen Steiner Rice. And here's something that I found that might help. It says, or she says, when we feel we have nothing left to give and we're sure that the song has ended, when our day seems over and the shadows fall and the darkness of night has descended, where can we go to find the strength to valiantly keep on trying? Where can we find that hand that will dry the tears that the heart is crying? There's but one place to go, and that is to God. And dropping all pretense and pride, we can pour out our problems without restraint and gain strength with him at our side. And together we stand at life's crossroads and view that we think is the end. But God has a much bigger vision, and he tells us it's only a bend. For the road goes on and is smoother, and the pause in the song is a rest. And the path that's unsung and unfinished is the sweetest and richest and best. So rest and relax and grow stronger. Let go and let God share your load. Your work is not finished or ended. You've just come to a bend in the road. And I think that Helen Steiner Rice in that poem had it right. Now, some of our problems can seem like a bend in the road. There can be illness, a disability or an addiction, the loss of someone close to us. There might be a personal battle that you might have. And you may have to struggle with these things for months or even years. You might even pray to God to read the Bible, and still things don't happen. But when you've reached the end of your rope, just hold on a little longer. Patience is often the key that opens the door to God's blessing, and sometimes we've just got to be content to wait. You know, the Bible has some lovely words here in Mark 7, verse 37. It says, he has done all things well. And that's God. We can trust him. We can believe in him. Faith doesn't quit. It refuses to call anything impossible. And there it is. God, of course, reminds us that we are to walk by faith, not by sight. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. So if God is working in your life, despite handicaps, thank him for that and pray. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you that all things are possible as we believe in you, even in those difficult times. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
You're listening to a Hope 103.2 podcast.